Ow! Ow! Oh! Hey! Can't you see I'm using a toilet?
This show is a proud member of Friends in Tech at friendsintech.com. Here I am once again. I'm home all alone by myself once again. Chuck's off in Malaysia. Actually, he's so close. He's right there in the chat room. Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Technorama. This is show number 110 for May 18th, 2006. I'm Craig Stepp, and like I said, Chuck's off on the other side of the world playing around. He ain't doing nothing. He's on vacation or something. No, actually, he's working. But that didn't matter. We'll see him back here soon. Tonight, I've got a Sony gaffe we're going to talk about, which you probably already heard on the internet. Got some stuff in the media corner, some listener feedback, and, oh yeah, Chuck does check in, so he's actually doing something out while he's off. So here we go, and in just a minute, we'll be right back right after On This Day in Tech History.
On this day in tech history for May 18th, 2006. This is May 18th. It's the 138th day of the year in the Gregorian calendar. There are 227 days remaining in 2006. It was on this date in 1910 that the Earth passes through the tail of Comet Halley. The Polish astronomer Stanisław Lubieniecki dies on this date in 1675. And on the exact same day, the French Jesuit missionary and explorer, Father Jacques Marquette, also died. It was on this date in 1953 that Jackie Cochran becomes the first woman to break the sound barrier. She flew in an F-86 Sabre jet at the average speed of 652.337 miles per hour, or 1,049.835 kilometers per hour, at Rogers Dry Lake in California. An F-104 Starfighter sets a world speed record at 1,404.19 miles an hour on this date in 1958. And it was on this date in 1969 that Apollo 10 launches. It was 32 years ago, under Project Smiling Buddha, India successfully detonates its first nuclear weapon, becoming the sixth nation to do so. And the very same day, completion of the Warsaw Radio Mast, the tallest construction ever built at the time. It later collapsed on August 8, 1991. May 18th is the day that Mount St. Helens erupted in Washington, killing 57 people and causing $3 billion in damage. The United States Department of Justice and 20 U.S. states file an antitrust case against Microsoft on this date in 1998. Happy birthday goes out on this date in 1711 to the Croatian atomic theorist Rudolf Josip Boscovic. And Oliver Heaviside, the English physicist, was born on this date in 1850. Thomas Midgley, the chemist and inventor, was born on this date in 1889. And the Nobel Prize winning chemist Vincent Duvignaud was born on this date in 1901. And that's the way it was on this day in tech history for May 18th, 2006.
This is Clinton from Comedy Forecast, and you're listening to Technorama. Shame on you.
You
Yeah, shame on you. Shame on us. Shame on everybody. This court's out of order. That court's out of order. I'm out of order. Anyway. All right, we're getting into our listener feedback. We got an email from Mike DeWolf. He DeWolf, man. Okay, I shouldn't have done that. Wait a minute.
Hey, everybody, we got a letter from Mike DeWolf. Oh.
Okay, that was lame. And I'm choking myself up trying to do it. Anyway, he writes, "Hi, Chuck and Craig. Have you guys had a great show?" No, actually, he writes, "You guys have a great show. Thanks for linking to the Luke Skywalker clip. It reminded me that I had a copy of the first appearance of Boba Fett from the infamous Star Wars Christmas special." Yes. "We have a video of the tape, the whole special, and we use it to clear the room when parties go overlong." Hey, that's a good idea. He said it's, this is the whole 9 minute and 43 second cartoon. He posted it up on YouTube. You can go check it out. I've seen that before. Actually, I downloaded that thing off the internet. And funny enough, I think at the last Heroes Con in Charlotte, I saw it for sale in one of the racks where they got all the questionable stuff there anyway. So I just thought it was funny. He actually posted it up. So you can go check that out. And I'll have a link to it, to his blog. It has it embedded in the player. Anyway, oh, and like I said, we got a little feedback or a little message from Chuck. So here you go.
"Hello, Craig. This is Chuck calling all the way from Penang, Malaysia. And in the future, it's Wednesday morning for me, Tuesday night for you. Just got off a Skype call with the kids, and they're doing well. I'm over here. Had an interesting trip over, as you have probably already talked about the picture on Frapper. If not, I'll leave that topic to you later. That was fun. That was a chance of a lifetime. And also had an interesting experience last night shopping around an area on the north end of the island they call Batu Ferengi." Yes, Ferengi, as in the guys with the big ears on Deep Space Nine and other Star Trek Next Generation episodes. I don't think Gene Roddenberry made that word up, as one of our listeners was so keen to point out to me. I sound a little tired because I only got about 4.5 hours of sleep last night, so it's probably going to catch up with me later. Had a wonderful time. It's kind of a street fair where there's all kinds of people selling jewelry and watches and videos and video games and wood carvings and trinkets and knickknacks and all kinds of things. A pretty decent pricing. Had to rehone my negotiating skills, but fortunately I had the coaching of two natives to guide me along, and got a wooden statue for the family, but I haven't picked up anything for the girls. I saw it on the table of videos, the complete set of Futurama videos, DVDs, season 1, 2, 3, 4, I think is what it said, and they were about 4 ringgit per DVD, which with the exchange rate equates to just above a dollar. So I could have had the whole thing for about $17. And then I saw the complete collection of Monty Python DVDs, not the movies, but the Flying Circus episodes, and that was about 54. And I pulled out a 50 ringgit note, which again is probably about $17-$18, and tried to negotiate the guy down to 50, but he came down to 52, but he wouldn't budge, so he didn't want to make a sale, so not get their set of movies. We're going to go someplace else tonight. It's a fun thing to do. Work is progressing nicely. We've got a couple of the major objectives done, and we'll be doing some maintenance and some more training today. So until I get back and talk to you on Sunday, this is Chuck from Malaysia signing out, wishing everybody a binary high five. 101.
All right. Well, thanks, Chuck. Hey, you know, Chuck's on his way back starting tonight, so we wish him a good journey back. And, you know, he was talking about buying a little wooden statue for his family. I kept thinking of the Brady Bunch, you know, when they're bringing the tiki back. Yeah.
For years, Billy's been trying to customize his web browser.
This will make it go faster.
After many fruitless trials, Billy almost gave up on his dream of a better browser. Then he discovered Firefox, secure, easy to use, and customizable. Firefox is Billy's web browser of choice.
This is Steve Holden from TechNewsRadio.com, and you're listening to Chuck and Craig of Technorama Podcast.
And thank you, Steve. I wanted to do a shout out to the chat room, and let's see who all is in there. Oh, look, see, Tomasi's in there. He's going to be late for his plane. We have John335. There's me. Technorama Bot. That's another robot in our room because I've got Robo Chucks in the shop. We got Bumble Root, K.O., Mark Shepard, Missing Intellect, Scotter, Stingray 42, T. Elliott, Wired, and Zahadoom. He joins us in the chat room. So hello to everybody there. Now, on to our news. Just in. We got oxygen available at 7-Eleven. I thought it was kind of like omnipresent. It's kind of like everywhere. Well, at least on the Earth. You know, when you get out. Never mind. Won't go there. Anyway, in Japan, they're going to have sales of canned oxygen to create fresh air market for 7-Eleven Japan. I don't understand this exactly. It looks like the woman's got some kind of thing to her face. It's like she's trying to give herself some oxygen. Yeah, I don't know. Would you buy a can of oxygen? I don't know if I would. I can get it out in the street. Anyway, I also saw that the entertainment icon George Lucas is to be inducted in the Toy Industry Hall of Fame. You know, I looked at this and I thought, what? He's not already in there? I figured he founded the stupid thing. I mean, come on. He's George Lucas. He's like toy icon. At least I know I supported him most of my younger years. Or at least my parents did. Nah, we won't go there either. So he's going to be in the toy icon, and that's coming up too. We got links to all that good stuff and everything into the show notes. And, once again, I don't have the little joiner for the media corner, but here you go. Ding. Hey, you got anything good to watch?
Well, you can go check it out over in the media corner.
Anyway, over in the media corner, we have A Day in the Life of the Emperor, which is hilarious. I watched this little video, and it's the Emperor answering the phone. He's talking to Darth Vader about all the goings-on and the Death Star blowing up. It is priceless. Go check that out. It's over at forgetfoo.com. And also, I wanted to point over to a webcomic. I've always talked about PvP. I don't know if anybody else reads that comic, but it's great. And there's a lot of pop culture references on there. And this time, they're dealing with the net neutrality, and they have their characters dressed up as Star Trek characters, and it's pretty funny, and I'm not going to ruin it for you by trying to read it. Just wouldn't be worth it. So you can have that over to pvponline.com and check that out. And also this last week, our favorite Mythbusters makes their debut on iTunes, which is cool. Although TiVo kind of gets that all for me. I don't really see why I would want to buy it. But it's pretty cool if you missed an episode or you don't get it where you're at. I don't know. I guess there's some place around here that doesn't have it. And also, the funniest story that I think I've seen all week is that Sony fakes the Blu-ray demo. Over at Engadget, they had an article where the press was invited to come to Sony. I guess they were looking at all their products, new products and whatnot. And they were pushing the Blu-ray thing, and they had this player up with the movie, and they're playing it and everything. It's like a high-definition movie trailer. And then one of the reporters caught a picture of the disc that they used to play, and it was a regular DVD-R. I mean, come on. Isn't the Blu-ray supposed to be out already? Jeez, and they couldn't even get it right. So I just thought that was pretty funny that they did that. So anyway, we'll be right back. Right after this.
This is Daryl Shandro with the Blind Access Journal from Tempe, Arizona, and you are listening to Chuck and Craig on Chuck Chat Technorama.
That's my dream. What do you think? Clearly, the dream about being naked at school stems from your frustration with viruses and spiders.
Really?
Yeah, and the recurring nightmare about monkeys spanking each other is a subconscious cry for faster web browsing speed.
Doctor, what can I do?
I prescribe the Firefox. It's faster and safer than your built-in web browser.
Yeah, wunderbar. What about the dream where I'm riding a beautiful blue giraffe wearing ice skates on a boat?
Tell me about your childhood.
Bob's holding me up a new headline from yesterday.
It sounds like crap.
That's what we like at Technorama.
Sounded dead.
Good stuff. I'm glad you found that one.
This stuff is so great, and you don't need high-level math.
Yikes.
When you don't have confidence, just fake it.
And I'm faking it right now. And here we go. We're going to start off with the Tri-Geek for tonight. Start off. We're like we haven't been doing anything. Well, have I really? Maybe I haven't. Anyway, here you go. Here's the Tri-Geek. We give you three words that have something in common. You send an email with your answer to game@chuckchat.com. One entry per person, please. And we'll keep a tally of the scores as we go in the wiki scoreboard. And points are awarded on clue difficulty 1 to 3. And here are your three words for tonight. RLL, MFM, and ESDI. Now, if you don't get that, I'm calling your geekness out. And I'm trying to figure out what... Oh, over at another video pointing over to YouTube, and this is in the Geek Library, we have Search for Spock, which I thought was funny. Actually, over at PBP, I was reading the comic, and below he had a blog entry where one of his listeners saw his comic, and he sent this video in. It's relating to the Search for Spock, which I thought was pretty funny. And just below that, I have... Does anybody play World of Warcraft out there? I'm sure you do. I haven't played, but this guy made a video, and it's the new Blood Elf Dance, and it is set to the same music that, is it Jamiroquai, the music then Napoleon Dynamite, that where he's doing the dancing? Well, they have a character out of World of Warcraft completely synchronized with Napoleon's dancing. It's pretty sad and cool at the same time, I guess. Can it be? I don't know. But at any rate, hey, I also wanted to talk about something. I forgot to put it in the show notes, so I'm just going to kind of wing it on this. But, you know, I started playing today with, you know, once again, here I am. I'm a web developer, and I started playing with Google's new, their Google Web Toolkit. I don't know if anybody's played with it or not. It's a toolkit that gives you all kinds of little easy hooks with Java, or not just hooks, but allows you to program in Java and create HTML and JavaScript so you can make these cool Ajax web applications with nothing but Java, and it kind of recompiles it into JavaScript and the whole works. I started playing with it and trying to wrap my head around it, and I think it's pretty cool. I think it could actually save me some time, but I'm curious if anybody has some insight on what's the difference between that and some of the other JavaScript libraries, like Prototype, even Scriptalicious, where, you know, you get a lot of the, you know, even some of those, the Scriptalicious and the Rico and all these other libraries that give you all the cool Ajax effects. I'd be interested to hear somebody's, you know, insight on some of those. Which are some of the better ones? I know they all do similar stuff. Which one's easier? Which one's better? Anyway, I would appreciate anybody's feedback on that. So, you know, I wish Chuck would hurry up and come back because I can't help it. It looks like it's going to be another short show. I don't know. Burned about through about everything, and it's already 18:26. Wow. Anyway, looking at the chat room, does anybody have anything that is burning in your ears? No. If it's burning your ears that you want to talk about, quickly. Hello? Anybody on the stream? And I think with that, I may end up kind of cutting it short. Library? They like the way I say library. Anyway. All right. Well, let's get out of here. And I want to thank you for checking in with me. And we hope that... tell us your life story.
I was born the son of a sharecropper.
Anyway, we're not going there. So we wish Chuck a safe journey back. And he'll be back Sunday night. I want to thank everybody, like I said, for joining in. And... let me get back to down here. You can call the listener on at 206-222-CHAT. You can email Chuck at chuck@chuck.com or send audio comments to chuckchat@gmail.com. And you can email me at kreg@chuckchat.com. Don't forget our website, chuckchat.com, and all the good stuff. Once again, tell a friend about Technorama.
101.
Hey, here's an idea. Let's go get drunk.